You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hi, Chip.
Hello.
I just another, told you. What?
I was just going to say, another day, another shooting.
I know. Well, I literally just told you before we got on, you started laughing because I was like, I just need to breathe for a second.
Said it out loud, like, take a deep breath, just breathe for a second.
I do. And I did. I sat here for 5 minutes because my body is just really tense, you know, like, this is the part of being an empath that really is tough. And I'm starting to figure out, like, I'm starting to understand a little bit. But like, I was reading a lot today about the gun laws and gun violence and all this stuff. And I've completely absorbed all the feelings of all the people. And I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack, honestly. So anyway, I just needed to breathe for a second, because the reason that I also really wanted to do that is because, like, I have my opinions, you have your opinions, all these people in the world have their opinions. And I really just want to try to be as unbiased and just very clear and get our egos out of the way and say what we're supposed to say. Like, we have this platform, and I don't know what good it is unless we're going to use it to help people. And right now, it feels like there are so many issues in our culture that it gets really overwhelming. We said that a little bit last week. Like, where do we start? What do we do? And today, I decided, you know what? This is the thing I love it. Learn in my programs. This is what I've been taught in therapy. And you just have to start somewhere, and you have to take the next right step. And it's like one step at a time, one day at a time, one topic at a time. And so we have really decided that it is really difficult to talk about anything in pop culture that matters other than focusing on one of the things that we really need to change in our country. And the thing that we've decided to really focus on right now is the gun laws. And this isn't a political podcast. It is not a political topic, in my opinion. And we're not trying to impose any sort of political views on anyone. This is simply about safety and about people in our country continuing to die. Like, we should all be on the same side on that. That's how I feel, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, I you said it beautifully. And I, you know, it's not that we did this morning. We started talking about, like, what are some of the things in pop culture that we can talk about? And it's just, I noticed a reaction that I had yesterday when a friend of mine who's been obsessed with this Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, like, started texting me about it. And I just wrote her back and I said, honestly, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Because there's much more important things happening in our country right now that we need to be focused on. And I felt like a dick saying it, but I'm also just like, that's how I feel. Like, none of it matters when kids are dying. When doctors are dying, mm-hmm. like, you know, every human life is important in our country, every human life, and people are senselessly dying, and there is a lot that can be done by our people in power who are refusing to do anything right now.
Sure.
And I think we all, regardless of where we stand on a political spectrum, need to stand up and recognize that these deaths are senseless and something has to be done.
Yeah. And just to go back to the reference of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, I actually, like, I think what you don't think, like, that you're not concerned about is celebrity culture. Like, none of that shit matters right now. I can see in the argument of that relationship in general, like, we have some really big mental health issues in our country. I really do believe. And that is a perfect example of an extremely addictive relationship. And it's awful to watch to me. I find it extremely triggering. I couldn't watch any of it. And the fact that our culture has made that into like a popcorn sitting moment is really sad, actually.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother topic. And like we said, we can only do one thing at a time. And there are so many different things and so many different topics to broach right now, because, you know, it's not like even this school shooting was the only shooting that's happened. There was the grocery store where it was like a white supremacist, and there's all of these issues. There's racism, there's gender inequality, there's gay rights. Like, there's all of these, abortion. Like, we could, it's endless, but we have to start somewhere. And if we're dead, we can't do anything. So like, maybe we should look at the gun issue, because unless you are just completely selfish and self-centered, like, look at the situation. And what if it was your kid? Like, how could anyone not put themselves in that situation and just think about, like, holy shit, what if, like, if you're sending your kids to school, how are you not scared right now?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, like, if you have children, it does affect your, like, they may not have been at the school that this occurred in, but there is a ripple effect that is happening in every school right now. You know, they're ramping up these, you know, shooting drills. Like, it is affecting your children.
Right. You
know? And it's affecting the like, I would be fucking terrified to be a teacher. Like, I think that there's going to be a domino effect here, that in 10 years, we're going to have a teacher shortage, because no one's, or in probably in 4 years, you know, like, we're going to have people not want to go into this profession. Like, you know, we, these poor people, we don't think that they have the capacity to decide what it's okay for our children to read, but we think it's okay for them to be like untrained arms carriers that are supposed to fight off the bad guy when they come storming into the school to shoot your kids. Like, are you fucking kidding? It's crazy.
Well, first of all, teachers don't make enough money.
No. And
I
mean,
I actually thought after COVID that might shift, but it hasn't. And I think the actual, like, a lot of teachers actually retired after, or quit after COVID. So the employment,
there's already a shortage. Yeah.
Yeah. It's already an issue. Right. So this is only exacerbating that, I'm sure, just like you said. But even if you don't have kids, or if you're not a teacher, like, my mom was a teacher for years and then a school principal. So in the day that this Uvalde?
I honestly, because I don't watch the news and I only read stuff.
Me too.
I don't know.
Wow. Well, you guys, I think, know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But
Texas, we'll say Texas.
This school shooting that happened, yes, in Texas. My mom is a retired school principal, and she had gone back to her school that day because there was some graduation stuff happening with a lot of the kids that she had started this school with. And I thought to myself, like, if my mom had died that day and been shot, I would be losing my mind, like, losing it, because it would be such a senseless act. And she was going back to help. And I think that way about all teachers. Like, their job is such a giving, like, selfless, helping career in general. And so the fact that they're in danger like this is just crazy. But let's take that all out of it. If you don't have kids, you don't have a teacher in your life in some capacity. I was reading an article in the Washington Post that said, since this shooting, there have been 12 mass shootings in America that have not made the news, that have not, like, been discussed. This, a lot of them happened over Memorial Day weekend. And it's just insane that, like, we're not doing anything and we're not talking about this. So a lot of people don't know. Like, I would have never known that had I not said today, we have to keep talking about this. Like, and so I was researching and reading, but, like, there was all these shootings that happened in parties where people got shot and killed, or they were injured and had to go to the hospital. Anything over like four people getting shot. But like, can we talk about that? Why are four people getting shot at a party? Like,
yeah, there was a graduation shooting. There was one here in Tennessee.
I saw that last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm. There's
6 teenagers.
Yeah, there was another one in Florida, I believe, a couple days ago. I did some research too, and I found that there's a site, gunviolencearchive.org, that
I actually
sort of
saw that. Yeah,
charts out everything, and the numbers are astounding. This year alone, there's been 233 mass shootings, which a mass shooting is, it's like reported and verified. These are numbers. And there have been 12 mass murders. So I think shootings fall into where, you know, people have been shot but not killed. Mm-hmm. And then the mass murders are when there's actual death. The number of children who have been killed this year are 152 by gunfire.
Oh my God.
315 have been injured. The number of teens, and that's from 0 to 11, the number of teens 12 to 17 killed this year, 540, and injured 1401. Mm-hmm. You know, it's
like it just shouldn't happen, period. Yeah.
613 unintentional shootings this year. Total, combining suicide with homicide, murder, unintentional, 18,194 people have died from gun violence this year. Yeah. It's a lot of people.
It's a ton of people. And I don't really understand why any of them need to happen. I know that we can't probably eliminate all of it, but it's like, we have to start somewhere. And it's scary. Like, this is what I'm feeling. And I don't know if you're feeling this. I get really scared these days to talk about hard topics like this, because one, it's like, do I know every single piece of information in the world? No, I don't.
Right.
I'm a human. I'm just a normal person. This is not a news podcast. Like, this is not, this is not our career of, like, we're not news people. We're not trying to deliver news like that, you know? To report in. So do I have all the facts available? I don't. But I sat here and we were trying to think of different topics for pop culture, and they all seem so irrelevant in the realm of, like, this is still happening. And the thing that I really bumped up against, and the reason I was like, we have to do this, Chip, we have to keep talking about it, is because if we don't, I think that we're just continuing to contribute to the problem in America, where some major tragedy happens. We all post about it on social media for a week. We get so worked up. We get so fired up. And then it goes out of our minds. And we go back to living. We go back to posting stupid shit. We go back to talking about celebrity gossip on our pop culture podcast. And nothing fucking changes. Nothing changes. And then we all forget about it until the other big newsworthy thing happens and children are killed, or like 19 more people are senselessly killed in the middle of the day. And then we're all like, oh my God, shocked, or whatever it is. And it's like, why are we shocked?
Right.
Why are we even shocked? Of course, nothing changed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So what the fuck are we actually doing? I cannot think of any other question to ask than that.
Yeah. I mean, even myself, and I'll take responsibility for this. Like, I don't feel like I've done anything other than kind of become numb to it. So, mm-hmm. You know, as much as I would love to be talking about something salacious or weird today, like, I feel like this is at least a place for me to start. And I am having to sit here in my discomfort, not feeling, you know, fully educated. I'm just angry, you know, like, I'm just sad that there is anyone that is in a position to change something. Like, I feel like all I have is my voice. I don't own a gun. You know, mm-hmm. I grew up in a home that owned guns, and my father has always been a safe gun owner. And a responsible gun owner, and they're locked in, you know, like no one can get to them. Like, He showed me last time I was home, like, you know, if I die, like, this key goes to this little safe that has a combination in it. That then, like, it is like, I don't even think my mother could get to a gun if she needed to. I don't know that he has shared that information with her. So I've grown up around responsible gun owners. We had someone respond to us last week, a listener that that mentioned that she's I believe she was a nurse at Vanderbilt.
She's a nurse.
She worked at Vanderbilt, and she actually said that Nashville does have a Metro Nashville does have a gun buyback program. They're just not very loud about it. Today, I tried for 30 minutes to try and find information on it and couldn't. Like that's how quiet they are. I did find that there are some churches that you can turn your guns into if you don't want them anymore. Okay. But there wasn't anything about buying it back. Apparently, the house legislators are meeting today to set a time to meet today. You know, some of this is above my pay grade, but there was a shooting yesterday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And this morning I'm on a text chain with some friends and they brought it up and I'm just like, I just felt not like I wasn't shocked. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't sad. I just kind of felt nothing. And I'm like, fuck, recognizing that feeling in myself means it's time to do something because if I'm feeling that way, I would imagine that there's millions of people in our country that are feeling the same way. And it's like, I don't want to get to a point where I just don't give a fuck anymore. I'm just like, glad it's not me that got shot. You know, like, I don't know. It's really painful. And I think it's time for some like really difficult conversations with people. It's like, you know, I have friends that own guns that have kids that like, don't lock their guns up. You know, after reading some of those stats, like, could you imagine coming home and finding out that one of your children is an accidental death by gun statistic now? Mm-hmm. How do you continue? Like, because that's your fault. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's listening that has guns that are not locked up in their house, it is your fault if your child dies by that gun.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride, we're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really tricky because, see, this is even now even going into a bigger, like, well, there's all these different ways you could go with gun laws or gun safety and all of these conversations. And I think you brought up a really good point about that your dad was really safe. Like, you grew up in a house with safe guns. I've grown up in the South, obviously, and most men in the South are hunters. I mean, that's a generalization, but it's also pretty true. Every man that I know that is a hunter is very safe. Like, they are extremely safe. They follow all the rules, the regulations, the protocols. There's a lot of education going on when guns are out, when they're hunting. Like, if there's a teenager involved of any kind, you know, or like even a grown man, if you've never hunted before, like, I have had respect for how they've handled it. And I want to say this very clearly. You're not the ones we're talking to. Like, nobody is trying to take your guns away if you are a responsible gun owner. That is not what this is about to me. And I think that that needs to be made very clear, because I hear a lot of people not supporting certain bills being passed or laws being passed because they're scared of their guns being taken away. And so it's, they're sent into this like fear place, and they're siding on the like not changing these laws. That's not what this is about. Like the law, the HR 8 law that has been supposedly in conversation, I mean, since I think Sandy Hook, I want to say, which was almost a decade ago, if I'm getting that right.
Well, I think it was like a year or two ago it passed the House, and it's just sitting.
Well, it's just Senate. Sitting. And yeah. That is simply about being required to get a background check to buy an assault rifle.
The guy who killed a doctor, two doctors and two other people in a hospital yesterday in Tulsa, Oklahoma, bought the AR-15 yesterday.
That's exactly what happened at Uvalde. He literally turned 18, walked in the next day, bought an assault rifle with 1,000 bullets or some ridiculous amount of ammunition, and walked out. Why should that be possible? Like, that is simply insane. Like, if you did any research on this kid, you would have seen that he had been bullied. You would have seen he showed up to school with boxing gloves, like all the stuff that we're hearing about now. But like, why should any 18-year-old be able to walk in some gun shop and do that without any sort of requirements that are like anything? We don't know any information. I don't really understand why assault rifles even exist for like public consumption. That's a weapon of war to me. So I'm like, are we wanting to wage war in our country on each other? It feels like that a little bit, but that is like, we really have to ask ourselves these questions. Like, I think it's just really, it's time to be done with this like self-centered, selfish thinking of, oh my God, well, I'm a hunter, or I want to have guns in my house. Okay, do. But there needs to be.
I don't think it's legal to hunt with assault rifles.
Why? You would annihilate the deer.
Yeah.
Right? Or whatever you're hunting.
I don't think it's legal. So, I mean, it's for sport, really, you know, like I could be wrong, but I'm almost certain that it's, you're not permitted to use those sorts of things in hunting. It's an unfair advantage.
Well, if you're a hunter that, you know, like, what is the word? Stevie Nicks actually did a really amazing post about it. I'm going to read it in a second, but the deer would or whatever you're hunting, a turkey, a deer, the animal, it would explode. Like, if you're a honest hunter and you're doing it like in a admirable way, you use the meat in some capacity. Like, that's the circle of life kind of deal.
Right.
But like, if you are just doing it for the shits and giggles to kill an animal, then I mean, that's another thing too. But like, again, that's what an assault rifle would do. It would make them explode. This is what Stevie Nicks had to say, and I just loved this post. This was on her Instagram. She said, "My hope for this country is that the lawmakers just find a way to make buying an assault rifle more difficult. There is just no reason to have a gun that would disintegrate a deer or a small animal if you are indeed an honorable hunter." That's the word I was looking for, honorable. "When those guns go into the hands of obviously disturbed people, it gives them a sense of unbelievable power that they have never felt before. Power used in a bad way is the opposite of quote unquote power used in a good way. Once people have felt the power of those guns, they are never the same. They are addicted. And then there is no turning back. So don't give them that power. Make it really hard for them to get that gun. No one is trying to take guns away from people who get them for good reason. Guns are not toys. Background checks are not that hard. In closing, I am dying inside for the loss of these children in Texas and their parents. 5 of my most happy years were spent in El Paso, Texas. I loved it there. So I ask you, do you want to go down in the history books as being responsible for these school shootings that will inevitably continue? Or do you want to be remembered as the people who finally gathered together in unity and empathy as the people who stopped it? My father's favorite saying to me was, sometimes the hardest thing to do is the right thing to do. And sometimes the right thing to do is the hardest thing to do. And then he would say, be brave, Stevie, always. Do the right thing. Never compromise your beliefs. Never give up." I just love
that. I mean, It's nail on head, you know.
She also ended with saying, P.S. I had gone to school one. If I had gone to school one day when I was 10 and been shot, 10, I want to reiterate that so we all can just take a second. If I had gone to school when I was 10 years old, like, do you remember being in school when you were 10, Chip? Because I do. I can't imagine even knowing about this as a threat. But if I had gone to school when I was 10 and been shot, my little body destroyed, I think my father would have done the same thing that that lovely teacher's husband did. Gone home, sat down in a chair, and died of a broken heart. I'm just so sad.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it's like the only thing that's changed since Sandy Hook, which is just completely unacceptable in my opinion, is that our kids at school have learned new, they go through drills for this stuff. Yeah. Nothing else has changed.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only tangible thing that I can think of. You know, they may have put some guards, some more guards at school. I mean, it's like this talk of like, make it one door or heavier doors for the classrooms with like special locks. I mean,
why is that what we're focusing on? That's such a waste of energy. Like, it's, we're missing the point. You've got to go to the root. Why are people able to buy assault rifles when they walk into a gun shop without any sort of background check?
Well, I mean, because people are holding up these words that are written back when a gun was a musket that you could shoot 2 to 3 bullets in a minute. You know, I think, you know, to me, one of the easier things to legislate, because it's not necessarily protected by the Constitution, is the ammunition. Like, there is no reason why anyone should be able to walk into a store and buy 1,000 rounds of ammunition. That's just like... Too. It's, you know, and there could be a registry that like tracks how much you use and how much you've bought. And, you know, it's like if we are truly, you know, meant to be protecting our families and our homes and our cars and our property or whatever it is, if you can't do that with 6 bullets, then you probably shouldn't have a gun. You know, it's like, I don't understand why we need to stockpile. And like, for anyone who wants to argue that like this, that was written into the Constitution so that we could have, you know, militias made of citizens to protect ourselves from the tyranny of our government. Even if you all have fucking AR-15s, our government have weapons that can shoot you from the comfort of their office. You know, they will just blow your ass up anyway. So, you know, it's kind of a dumb argument. You know, were you going to storm the Capitol again and just start shooting everybody with your AR-15s and think that you have a right to do that because you're upset about our government? No, that's a very thin argument in my opinion. You know, and right now the real problem is that like innocent people are dying. It's not that our government is doing what is it? I don't
have no idea.
It's not that our government is like, there's so much tyranny in our government that we need to protect ourselves from them. Like, that's insanity. Mm-hmm. I think one of the easiest things that we can do is to regulate ammunition, make it so much harder to get, limit it. But what do I know?
Yeah, well, that's one thought. I think we have to work with also what's already being put out there. And the HR 8 bill is something that you can actually go vote and you can write a letter to your Senate and or your senator. And it's really easy on everytown.org. I mentioned them last week. They have the form already there. All you have to do is go in, you fill it out and send. And it's like done. So it's like, really, there's no reason that every single person listening to this podcast can't do it. I know you have 5 minutes. I know you sit on the toilet once a day at least. I
would right.
So do it while you're doing that. Like, it's really simple. And I think that it's, you know, it's really scary to me. I think you're right that this is about innocent people dying. I think also we have to really look in the mirror and say at any point, it could be you. It could be someone you know. We personally have felt that because of... Route 91, like Route 91, the music festival that happened in Vegas, we had multiple friends there. And we've seen since then their recovery process. And it was so traumatic. Thank God we didn't know anyone who died, but they watched people that they knew die. And there's been an intense recovery process after that. It was so traumatic. Like, it's, you never fully recover from that. So all those kids at that school that are still alive, they're traumatized for the rest of their lives. All the families. I mean, it's one thing to lose people. It's awful. And then there's a whole nother layer that we just keep missing. And I've read the statistics for people who have known people affected by this. It's almost 60% now. And it just keeps, it's going to keep going up.
It's crazy.
So I think we have to really, really try to have some empathy here. And also the thing that's really concerning to me is I think that we're like standing behind these senators who won't vote on this stuff. And the argument is like, this is a democracy. You can't take away my guns. You're missing the point again. This is not about taking away anyone's guns. This is simply about not putting really dangerous guns in dangerous people's hands. And the people who you are trusting in that scenario are all doing, they're not voting for self-serving reasons. It's about money. It's greedy. And they're literally using this like fear-mongering thing to fuck with your brain. Like, it's so scary to me because we actually are losing our democracy with that mentality. And I think that's a lot of what's happening and a lot of other issues too, is we're literally giving away our rights by trusting people who are abusing power. And I don't know. I don't want to make this political, but I really think we just have to really focus on the fact that this is about people dying, and you or someone you love could be next at this rate if we don't make actual changes.
Yeah.
So that's our rant for today. What up, Friday?
Nothing fucking casual about that.
There's nothing casual, but that's unfortunately where we are in our culture right now. And if we wanted to stay casual and if we want to go back to casual, we have to first find safety and security. And we don't have it right now. And we can't pretend like we do. And we can't turn the other way and turn the other cheek. And after a week of posting about shit on Instagram just so that we don't get canceled, not do anything. It's just, we cannot keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. We just can't do it. And I can't do it myself. And so it's going to start here. And if you guys really want us to go back to normal, you know, podcasting topics, as we want to help us here, help, like, go do your part, whatever that may be. Everytown is a really great place. You can go on their Instagram. You can go on their website. They have so much information if you want to donate to them, if you want to fill out the letter that I talked about. There's the one that's, it's the Moms Against Violet. I think it's like Moms Demand Action on Instagram. They're also a really informative site. There's that great podcast with Glennon that one of the, I think the founder of the Moms Demand was on there 2 weeks ago. That one's really great. You can Google, what was the website you referenced earlier, Chip? The one?
It was the Gun Violence Archive. It's gunviolencearchive.org.
If you want to do your own research and just get some numbers to maybe just gain some awareness, like, that's what we're doing now. Like we said, we really felt scared to start talking about this because it's like, oh my God, I'm not informed. I'm not an expert. And so we are going to have some people on that can help us with the more expert opinion of this. But from this is just two Americans sitting here being like, I don't want to fucking live this way. I don't want to be scared to go to the grocery store.
Well, I think you said a key word too there. It's like, you know, I'm sure there's some people that listen in foreign countries. It's like, this problem is a wholly American problem. There are plenty of examples out there where in other countries there have been mass shootings and legislative action has happened, and the results are staggering. You know, like, how much things have changed. And if you go to gunviolencearchive.org, like, there's also, they've got this 7-year graph that shows you the growth year over year of suicide by guns, injuries, children, teens, mass shootings. Like, it just goes up every year. Mass shootings in 2014, there were 269. In 2020, there were 611.
I mean, and it's only going to get worse. Like, we can't pretend like it's going to get better unless something changes.
Yeah.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that you are bringing up a great point, because this is even happening in Canada with some drug stuff that I was reading. I think I sent you that article on Vice, and it's like the Canadians are, I can't remember what drug, maybe it's like MDMA and some other
and
drugs.
And cocaine.
And so arrests are now, like, instead of going to jail for life, you go to rehab or something, like, to learn about this and actually change. And it's like, oh my God, what an amazing concept. Like, they're actually looking at doing something differently from something that's not working or changing in their country. And they're going to shift and try something. And it's like, why can't we do that?
Yeah.
Why can't, something isn't working here. We've seen, like you said, we've observed other countries have positive results from changing this one piece of their law, like this background check piece, and it's completely shifted everything. And why can't we just try it and see what happens? Like, what do we have to lose at this point? Because if we don't do anything, what we have to lose is our lives, our children's lives, our loved ones' lives. Like, it is only going to get worse.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, again, I don't think this matters where you stand politically. I don't think that it matters where you even stand on guns. I just think this is about not letting unstable humans have such easy access to assault rifles, like, period. It's kind of just that simple. So,
I mean, I think I've even said it on here before. Like, I'm not pro-gun. Like, I think that responsible people should be able to own them, you know? Like, so anyone who wants to make this political, like, that is not...
That's not what we're saying.
That's not where I stand, you know? Like, I just think it has to be harder. You know? Like, but these two most recent examples, like, people just walking in and then committing a crime with them that way. Mm-hmm. And granted, there are all, like, there are more guns in this country now than there are people. So this problem is long from over, because even with gun legislation, people that really want it are going to find ways to get guns because they're there. But we have to start somewhere. You know, right. Like,
that's
we're not going to fix this problem overnight. So, you know, all of us who are exhausted and tired, like, we have to sort of smack ourselves in the face and wake up and do something. And to those people who are like, well, you know, changing these laws isn't going to do anything. It's multi-steps. We will get there if we start doing things in the right direction. But I can tell you, if history proves anything, like, trying to keep things the way they were is only going to make this worse.
I agree.
So
I want to go ahead and end this podcast. I thought Steve Kerr had such an amazing, I mean, he was kind of having a breakdown in a press conference, and it's basketball playoffs. His team is probably going to win the whole thing. The Golden State Warriors, he's the coach, if you guys don't know. And he was going into the press conference to talk about the team, and he made such a valid point. None of this shit matters. None of it.
It's a game.
Because it's a game. It's entertainment. And at that point, I think it was like, he says 14, maybe he said 19 kids, but I can't remember. The shooting had just happened. And he was like, 4 hours ago, this school shooting happened. And that's all that we need to be talking about, period. I mean, his dad was shot and killed a long time ago, but I think he has a personal experience with it, so it sticks with him. But he verbalized it so eloquently, and I really think that that is just something for us all to consider. So here's Steve Kerr.
Since we left Shoot Around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here, and a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly Black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California, and now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like.
I love that.
It was amazing. And it was like, when you reminded me of that video before we started recording, like, I was like, oh, I mean, it's exactly sort of,
it's the point.
He says it so much more emotionally and like beautifully and poignantly than I could have, mm-hmm. but obviously it was very fresh at that moment. But yeah, it's the same exact point we're trying to make today. Like, now is not the time to talk about fluff.
No.
So
no more bullshit. All right. Well, as you guys go into your weekend, I hope you visit the description of this podcast and click on one of the links and go fill out a form, go donate, go do whatever you can do to help change the laws here. And actually, this is not about acting casual. Yeah,
don't act casual.
I hope that you do the opposite of acting casual this weekend. We love you guys.
And we love you.
We'll be back next week. Bye. All right,
bye.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed,
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.